Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 4 of Beyond the Supernatural. Today is the first page of the contents, and so this is really where we get to see what we're in for. Because while the organization of Palladium Books is slapdash as always, we at least get some headings, we at least get some sections named, so we can kind of get a sense, a little foreshadowing of what's to come, what the flavor of this game is going to be. For example, character classes. They don't start until page 34. So that's a solid 30 pages or so of just setting coming at us right off the bat. Not quite up to the standard set by White Wolf in the World of Darkness games, which this book is clearly emulating. It's not like half and half. It's not like you're halfway through this book before the overwrought fiction ends and we finally get onto some rules. But a reasonably strong effort to front load this book with fluffy, grimdark bullshit. Good job. And in that beginning section, we get section headings like The Secret World of the Supernatural, The Secret War, The Supernatural Enemy, and then there's a big sublist of different supernatural enemies you can fight. Secrecy. You beginning to notice a theme? The enemies among us. Lots of stuff about secrecy, paranoia, fighting evil, all that stuff right up front. Then we move on to some stuff about how psychic powers work, then the character classes, and we get all of the character classes starting on page 34 and all the way through page 90. So that's a big chunk of the book, just descriptions of different character classes, not just the psychic, the mage. But we're getting real deep into subdivisions. Psychic healers, as opposed to psychic mediums, as opposed to psychic sensitives, as opposed to psi mechanics, all nuanced and subtly different forms of psychic characters, right? Then, by the time we're on page 92, we've now covered the whole setting of the game. We've covered all the different character types you can play, but we're not done yet. We're moving on to psionic descriptions. So we're getting the actual rules text now and a big list of all the different psychic powers you can have. Not all of those powers are listed by page number here in the contents, but some of them are. I don't really understand why they've chosen the ones they've chosen. Like, we get electrokinesis and hydrokinesis, but no pyrokinesis. It's in the game, it's just not in the contents. I do appreciate, though, that we get Demon Punch. That is a physical psionic power, and if you go to that page in the book, you'll see that it's surrounded by other physical powers, like biofeedback, deadened senses, biostasis, death trance, ectoplasm, all real life or real life adjacent shit that I can read about in any New Age bookstore. And you know what? If I'm interested in it, I can go crazy. I can open up this section and dig through. You know what I really love to do in a role-playing game is play dead. If I could just get like 4 or 5 good psychic powers for playing dead in various ways, that'd be fantastic. If I'm a fucking loser, I can go home and do that. If I'm a man of action, if I'm playing this game the way it's intended to be played, and I've got my fucking priorities straight, I need answers quick. The GM says, you wander out of the dark alleyway into another dark alleyway. You hear clanging and rustling over by a cluster of 10 open aluminum trash cans. When suddenly, what bursts out but a ravening, dripping demon? What do you do? I don't know. Give me a minute. You don't have a minute. I'm an asshole GM. This is 2005, which means it's the year 1991 in Palladium years, and that means every GM is a dickhead and tells you you need to make up your mind what your character is going to do in real time because life isn't fair. Okay, fine. I punch the demon. With what power, pray tell? With Demon Punch, motherfucker. And how does Demon Punch work? I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm going to look it up. In the contents, where it has its own dedicated entry, as it should, because if you're not referring to Demon Punch more than any other physical psionic power in your Beyond the Supernatural campaign, you are doing it wrong. And hey, in addition to actual play, this is selling the book, too. You got to communicate with the prospective buyer who's just opened this book to the table of contents. Beyond the Supernatural, eh? I, a discriminating skeptic, am skeptical. What's in this game? You have 5 seconds, game. Tell me why I need you on my shelf. If Beyond the Supernatural had said biofeedback or transcendental meditation or whatever other hippie bullshit is filling out the rest of the psionic section, I put this back on the shelf. I go pick up Werewolf instead, which is also for hippies, but also has werewolves. Instead, Beyond the Supernatural grabs me. Demon Punch. Want to punch demons? Buy this book. Yes, please. Purchase made. Done and done. Honestly, Demon Punch, not only does it deserve to be in the contents, could have been the title of the game. If I'm being honest with you, Chris Newton, in 1991, 2005, or right fucking now, would absolutely buy a role-playing game called Demon Punch. People grow, but they never grow out of punching demons. It's fucking evergreen. Anyway, so we got all our rules for our psychic powers. We've answered the three key questions of role-playing. Where do you punch demons? Setting. Who punches demons? Character classes. How do you punch demons? Game mechanics. Now, finally, we arrive at the section for game rules, page 129, and then one page later, we find the dumbest entry on this table of contents and the dumbest thing on this page, page 130, what you need to play. Subcategory, page 130, game terms. Yes, that's right. After setting, after character creation, where we get all the subtly delineated versions of psychic and you have to choose among them, after the complete rules for every psychic power, finally, on page 130 of a 256-page book, we get the glossary. Just in time for the new reader. God damn, I've been reading this book about 130 pages, just starting to get discouraged, like, I'm over halfway through this book now, and I don't have any idea what the fuck is going on. I don't understand these words. Oh, look, page 130. Finally, you get your terms defined. This gives the book a certain rereadability value, because now when you're halfway through, you reach the glossary. Of course, you have to go back and reread the whole thing now that you know what the author is talking about. So it's like a better value if you think about it that way. We're going to talk more about this glossary when we get to it. It has its own page, as we've just discussed, so I don't want to spoil things too much. But just to give you a sense of like what a big problem this is, it's not so much that the definitions of things like psychic character class, PCC, or potential psychic energy, PPE, are on this page. Because those are game terms that you're going to pick up as you go through these sections. The rules are explained, and so you're going to get a sense of what these terms mean. The bigger problem, especially given that this is a book that just pages ago was hand-holding us through the concept of, like, magic isn't real. This is a special kind of fiction called a role-playing game. The problem is, if that's the audience you want and that you envision, don't bury the definition of terms like campaign, game master, on page 130 of your book, over halfway through, and just casually refer to campaigns and GMs and natural 20s throughout, and just expect the reader to keep up. If you don't know what a role-playing game is, this book will live up to its blurb, because it will keep you in fucking suspense. You're not going to find out until the middle of the book. You're not going to find out until Act 2 of this horror story what it is you're supposed to actually be doing with this book. Because this is the contents, there's a lot of stuff on this page and the next that I could pick on as the dumbest thing. But what we're dealing with right now is really organization in the contents. So instead of picking out a thing that's dumb for being here, I'm going to pick out a thing that's dumb for being where it is. And you don't get much dumber than writing a book full of complex rules and obscure jargon and failing to define them until page 130. Especially as a subheading under the larger heading, what you need to play. When you're putting together the contents, doesn't it raise a red flag for you when the section entitled What You Need to Play is on page 130 of the game? But I guess you take the good with the bad with the Palladium sensibility, right? Most tables of contents don't list the definition of basic terms on page 130, but most tables of contents also don't have entries for Demon Punch. In fact, Demon Punch isn't even my favorite entry on this table of contents. I think my favorite has to be page 86, which contains, quote, olfactory symbols and omens. So if you're ever in the middle of a tense role-playing session and you encounter an ominous smell, you can grab the source book, flip open to the contents, and seek out the grand table of worrying smells to find out what's stinking up your fate. Anyway, this contents is whetting my appetite. Its ominous smell is luring me onward. Join me tomorrow as we discuss the next page of the contents and get ever closer to the real text of this game on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.